For marketing agencies and social media managers looking to prove the value of their work, I've got something special for you. Agora Pulse is not only Social Media Examiner's tool of choice as an all-in-one social media management tool, it also allows you to track the traffic, conversion, and revenue from every social post, comment, and private message. Learn how to prove your social media ROI with a free training or a free trial by visiting agorapulse.com/SME today. Again, agorapulse.com/SME.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we're going to explore some really important updates on LinkedIn for marketers, including short-form video is coming to LinkedIn, you know, like TikToks, Reels, and Shorts. As you can imagine, some people are excited, some not so much. Also, if you're an expert in something, a cool new way to show that off with minimal effort. And do you manage a LinkedIn company page? There's some new things you're going to want to know about for those. My name is Jerry Potter. Yes, it rhymes with the boy wizard. Host of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, a Social Media Examiner production, where we break down the latest social media news and what it means for marketers like you.
AI has been a massive disruptive force over the past year. That's why we're excited to announce our brand new show, introducing AI Explored. It's a weekly show hosted by me, Michael Stelzner. If you want to understand how to put AI to work, this is the show for you. Each week, we'll dive deep into using AI to your advantage. We're talking the practical, tactical stuff that I know you're probably craving. Search for AI Explored on your favorite podcast app, and happy listening.
Today, I'm joined by Judy Fox. Judy is a LinkedIn strategist, and her course is called the LinkedIn Business Accelerator Program. Judy, welcome to the show.
Excited to be here. And yes, my name is Fox, like the animal.
So let's start with something that's being tested, and it's basically a new sort of prompt when you go to compose a post. So tell us about this update.
Yes, when you have the option to write a post, they are now giving you something called Contribute Your Expertise. And with that is the ability to click into it to get a list of the collaborative AI articles. That's going to be based off of the skills that LinkedIn thinks that you are a top skills expert in. So you can get that top voice badge that everyone has talked about. It's the golden top voice. It's the industry one where you say, I'm a top voice in social media. I'm a top voice in video editing. I'm a top voice in engineering.
I should have written it down because I forgot what it was, but something came up in my feed this morning. It was like, would you like to contribute your expertise to horseback riding or something? It was something really weird. I was like, no, I don't have, that would be dangerous. I think. I can't remember what it was. I should have written it down, but I love anything that kind of gives you more prompts because sometimes we feel like, oh, I've got to have something to contribute. And I feel like LinkedIn is kind of leading the way in terms of making it easy to log in and go, oh yeah, I can share this. And then they also, I think this plays well into that thing they shared where they're going to extend the life of valuable content. Would you say, remember when they talked about how stuff could go on for years if it's something that's a valuable piece of advice or expertise?
Yes. Well, I think LinkedIn's getting better and better at indexing content to be found in search, especially with generative AI, with Google, with Microsoft Copilot, with all the new AI conversational tools. I'm watching how that's going to play out, but I've definitely seen when I've researched a topic, finding LinkedIn content or LinkedIn articles as part of LinkedIn newsletters. Goodness gracious, all the terms. But the power of being tapped into search, so your content being found, is really important to note. So yeah, it's very exciting.
And that does follow some of the other platforms. I mean, YouTube obviously has been historically a search engine, but TikTok has become a big search engine. And obviously the tech on the back end is getting better and better. So, well, speaking of some of these other platforms, short form videos are coming to LinkedIn, which we'll update you on here in just a second. If you, by the way, are on LinkedIn and you're a marketer, you're probably managing other platforms as well. If you're looking for an easy way to create content on Instagram, what if you could save time and improve your results? Instagram expert Michelle Gifford recently showed the Social Media Marketing Society members how to create reels, stories, and carousels in record time. We're all trying to do things faster, right? Talking about content that attracts, nurtures, and sells to your audience. This is a training that's only available to society members. You can sign up today. You'll get instant access to over 100 training sessions, including this one. Just go to socialmediasociety.info. Again, socialmediasociety.info to become a member. So short form video has completely changed social media marketing over the last few years, the way algorithms work, you know, TikTok obviously at the head of it all. And now they are apparently testing a short form video experience on LinkedIn of all places.
Yes, I do have the beta. So I've been able to scroll the experience and get access to upload. So right now, the experience is a separate newsfeed tab. So if you're used to getting on LinkedIn and you're initially introduced to the scroll, or you scroll what we call the home feed, the ability to click into videos that you scroll as an experience, just like TikTok, just like Reels, just like YouTube Shorts, LinkedIn's now joined the game. And the experience is pretty nice so far. They've definitely been listening to feedback, and they've asked for feedback from the beta members. So that's really important to know that there's communication. And I like that the feedback initially said to add a follow button on your content so they don't have to click into each creator. They can follow you directly from your video in the newsfeed, which was a really great update that I saw them already roll out.
That seems like something they would have added just because it's become so prominent on the other platforms. And would you say that the experience for the most part has looked like you would expect after being on YouTube Shorts or TikTok? Content's probably different, but you know, the full screen video feed feels about the same.
It does feel about the same. Again, there's these maybe micro updates that they've done, but anyone finds this interesting, but I find it really cool to watch the evolution of a beta. And one of the very first things where they were creating like a black screen that you saw in between each video when you scrolled, which looked really weird. So I'm very glad that they removed that. And it's very interesting how the rollout of a beta shows you the things you thought would be important to like break up the videos in between. But in reality, it ended up creating a weird scrolling experience.
And so for marketers, just to kind of start thinking about this in case this does roll everywhere. And by the way, as soon as you said you had it, I had to go look in my app again.
Oh, yeah.
If you have it, it'll be in the mobile app and you won't have the My Network tab anymore. It'll be replaced by whatever this one says. What does it say?
It just says video. And then it moves. It does move the, now I'm going to look at it again to make sure, but it moves the experience of posting. So I still have the My Network tab at the bottom.
Oh, you do? Okay. Okay.
But see how there's a new video right there?
It's a little hard to see, but I'm going to take your word for it.
Right there.
For those of you listening, she's holding it up on the screen.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And so it moves any kind of creating a post or messaging up to the upper right. You're just going to have to look around your experience to find the buttons all of a sudden.
Okay.
They do move some buttons around.
And for marketers, just to kind of start thinking about this and what it might mean, what's some of the content been about? Has it seemed to be what you'd expect to see on LinkedIn so far?
So far, it's been pretty similar to what you might come across in the newsfeed, the regular newsfeed. It's just very interesting to experience just LinkedIn video after LinkedIn video instead of being broken up by other pieces of content, like an article or a link or something else that might pop in. And there's no ads that I've noticed specifically. So it's very interesting to kind of just scroll through that and process that.
Okay. I was just curious because I've taken some of my short form videos and put them on LinkedIn before and they do okay. But this would be, I would be excited for this. I'm sure just like when LinkedIn Stories came out and was very controversial, I'm sure some people are not, but we'll see what happens with that. Well, better ad tracking is coming, starting with an update where if you have used UTM codes with your links, which is things you add to the end of your link to make tracking, they've essentially made it easier in the ads interface. What has happened is previously you had to build them manually or use a third-party tool, but now within LinkedIn ads, you can automatically add UTM options to your campaign. So it's just easier to kind of know what different things sent people to different pages on your website and then on the back end. And I'm not an expert in this, but on the back end, it works to, you know, be able to see things better in Google Analytics and things like that. So, and then another ad tool update has to do with making it a little bit easier to get images for your ads. This is actually really cool. What's this update?
Yeah, it's creating an integration with Shutterstock, and it's the ability to access 370 million Shutterstock images for free. And what I really like is when LinkedIn gives me data and statistics, and it says when Microsoft Advertising made this available in the platform, they saw a 21% lift in clicks and a 7% increase in click-through rates. It is possible that people are just getting access to better visuals that go along with their content, and that's really enhancing their ability to click through. I guess, you know, it's really cool that if there are people that weren't getting access to that level of media library, now it's free and there's 750 million Shutterstock images.
It's interesting. It made me think about like one of the industries that we're kind of assuming is going to go away is paying for images because of AI, right? It's not there yet, but in the next couple of years, it seems like AI will be able to generate whatever you want and you'll have the rights to it and everything like that. So I wonder if this is kind of like Shutterstock trying to get more people on their platform. Like, if, do you know if you have to log into a Shutterstock account, or does it just kind of fully integrated?
Ooh, I don't see that here in this summary. Okay. And I haven't tested it, but you would kind of assume an integration like that would say, hey, if you want to connect your account, there are a lot of those integrations that we do connect our accounts, and LinkedIn has approved that integration.
Okay. And then a couple of other new ad formats, making things a little bit easier as well. Can you update us on these, Judy?
So when you say ad formats, I was looking at the ability to sponsor. Is that where we were at? Okay. Yeah. Because I think it's really great that we're able to sponsor and scale the messaging that's coming out from any type of other outside of your thought leaders, any influential people. So they're saying sponsored articles, which is really cool to sponsor something that's even more long form content on the platform. Thought leadership ads for people who are not your employees. So if somebody, say, for example, an influencer on the platform is got, you know, really a lot of reach, they don't work directly for you, but you can create that advocacy for your company through that partnership. Did I catch all of them? Because I think there might be one more.
Yeah, the other one was the fact that you can now boost lead gen ads from LinkedIn pages. So it sounds like that workflow is getting a little bit easier. So speaking of pages, there are some new features for pages, which we'll get to here in just a second. But one more ability now with ads is they're making it easier to advertise off of LinkedIn within Campaign Manager. So what are some of these places now where you can reach people from inside of the Campaign Manager?
I will always give a shout out to my ads expert, AJ Wilcox, because what I'm about to share, and I want to make sure that we get the right advice to you, is adding the ability to reach people outside of LinkedIn with the CTV ads. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes, the connected TV ads. Yeah.
Yes. So it's like through NBC Universal, if you're breaking into any kind of somebody's live streaming experience and you see those ad breaks, that's where your ad would show up. Again, I think this is really cool. I don't know all the ins and outs of it and how to optimize your ad for that, but I am sure it is breaking through in a way that you didn't have access to before with your advertising through LinkedIn.
Yeah. And then I'm talking about like Roku, which are the streaming boxes a lot of people have, and Samsung. You know, I have a Samsung TV and there's ads on there sometimes if I go to the right screen. So really interesting way to be able to reach more people.
And the thing that I also noticed that I was paying attention to on LinkedIn was being able to advertise your LinkedIn Live events ads now. So if you have a LinkedIn Live event, you can push even more eyeballs after the event has ended. You can get people to register, which is actually giving their emails, not just watching the live passively, but clicking register so you can capture emails with your LinkedIn Live happening on LinkedIn.
Yeah. All right. LinkedIn company pages. This is something that, you know, if you oversee these are some updates that you're definitely going to want to know about. And the first one is actually they're testing a premium subscription, kind of like LinkedIn Premium, except for company pages.
Yeah. And I think the price is pretty, I think it's going to be about, they're estimating $99 a month, $100. Come on. It's $100 a month. And the access or the key features that I have available that I've been able to see is the custom call to action buttons where you can personalize it, which is pretty important.
Yeah.
And it's going to be displayed prominently. Visitor list, being able to see access to who has visited your page, if they're what their role is, their title, custom testimonials, which I really like that too, and being able to boost that to the top of the page. It adds the personal touch, credibility, everything that you want for social proof on your company. AI-powered post writing assistance, being able to just create content using some AI-powered tools. Auto invites based on who's engaging with your content and visiting your page. It sounds like, hey, they're going to just auto invite those warm connections and people who are already paying attention to you. That's going to automatically happen.
Invite them to follow the page.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to figure out this last one, exclusive LinkedIn premium logo. Being able to display this logo on your page and in search results enhances your brand's prestige. I'm wondering if that goes back to having that when you pay for a enhanced LinkedIn profile, you get a extra LinkedIn gold button on your profile. I'm assuming that's what they mean by saying, hey, we're going to give you a premium logo that is showing that you pay for this account. That's what it looks like.
It's always interesting when a company says, and we're going to give you this thing and it's going to be premium, you know, and it's kind of like,
yes.
Well, the people kind of have to decide if that does add prestige. Like this, I think it was when you said the word prestige. I was like,
I know.
Whoa, let's Microsoft and Lincoln. That's a big one, you know.
But basically, they're going to be advertising the fact that you paid for your account. Again, if that's a good thing, some people, especially when they rolled out paying for accounts on other platforms like X or Facebook or Instagram, that wasn't necessarily seen as prestige right away. And I don't even know the perception now, but it's exactly what you said. Somebody can say this is prestigious, but is it really?
Yeah, I feel prestige has to be earned. You know, like there are things, right? Certain brands, the black Amex card, I guess. I've never seen one, but, you know, I've heard of those and seen them in movies. And like that comes with prestige, but you don't just get to announce that it comes with prestige.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think if I had to summarize this, it could be really, really worth it, especially if custom testimonials and being able to feature your reviews of your company. That can be really, really powerful. And we know how important what people say about you can convert. And seeing who's visiting your page. You're driving blind with your company page and you don't know who's there and who's not. And to actually grow your page with people who have landed on your page, that again becomes a more powerful feature and could be worth it.
I like that LinkedIn seems to be kind of paying attention to pages. It seems like, you know, for a few years, they weren't doing a lot there. And they've obviously the last few years have been really focusing on creators and the profile and things like that. But if you have a page that gets organic reach, imagine the increase in your conversions, you know, for $1,200 a year by being able to have your testimonials shown up top and more people invited to follow so they see more of your content. I mean, there's so many little things in here that could easily justify that. So, and this is one of those things that it's like, wait, LinkedIn company pages didn't have this before. So another thing that's being added to LinkedIn company pages is Messaging.
Yeah. We could have said it together. We are getting the ability for people to message the company page when they land on your company page. You do not have the ability yet to outbound message to people from your company page. That's a pretty key distinction. And the nice thing they're starting to show is integration with API like Hootsuite, for example, or Zoho. The ability to use external tools to manage those inbox messages is really a good signal on LinkedIn's part. And yeah, the ability to click the messaging button on LinkedIn company pages has now rolled out to everybody.
I was thinking it's good that it's in some of these third-party tools for marketers and marketing managers, obviously, but I like that you can turn it off as well.
Yes.
Because for some companies, the last thing you need is another like if you already have a way for people to reach out to you, email or a form or whatever, the last thing you need is another thing to check and worry about. So, but is it on by default? Do you know, or is it off?
I know that I turned it off on mine for okay. now, but okay. the It did turn on by default. Again, LinkedIn's always going to change that. So the advice I say right now, it may change. But right now, at this very moment, it is currently, I think, turned on by default, especially when you launch your page. But always double check that, especially in your settings.
Okay. Might be worth looking at. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. One of the things I would recommend if you want to have it turned on and you want people to message you in your inbox, give people something like an easy phrase saying something like, send us a direct message with the words and then insert something, because people may not want to, it's a new feature, so they may feel uncertain what to say in a company page inbox, especially if you're trying to grow and get access to people applying for a job or registering for something. You may just want to give a simple phrase for people to put in your inbox.
Yeah. All right. A quick reminder, you can become a member of Social Media Marketing Society, access that Instagram training we talked about with Michelle Gifford, along with 100 other training sessions. Just go to socialmediasociety.info right now, socialmediasociety.info. And Judy, where's the best place for people to discover more about you?
Go on LinkedIn. It's GUDIFOX. And if you follow me, I will follow you right back. I try to double check every single week.
Very nice. If you want to add another podcast to your listening lineup, two for you to check out, the Social Media Marketing Podcast, as well as the Marketing Agency Show. Until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
If you're like so many fellow marketers and creators and entrepreneurs, you're probably wondering, how do I put AI to work? Well, be sure to listen to the AI Explored podcast, a new show from Social Media Examiner, hosted by yours truly, Michael Stelzner. Again, check out the AI Explored podcast.